Will the senators please indicate their presence by voting?
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning. Senators Josephson, Ziegler, and Jaroff are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Reverend Spencer of the Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church will give the invocation.
O God, the Father and Redeemer of us all, we thank you for a Monday morning that ushers in another 168 hours of opportunity. We invoke your presence here in a special way, for this is a special gathering of people. You have given to this body the custodial rights of governing the people of the last frontier. May you give to them wisdom so as to discern between plans, words, and bills that serve self or special interest, and give them rather the custodial insight and care that will build for our great state a quality of life that will match the magnificence of its beauty. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Senator Elijah.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread in the journal.
Great, no objection. Secretary will please certify the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 54th, 55th, and 56th legislative days.
Senator Hopkins.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that journals certified by the Senate Secretary be approved.
Great, no objection. Are there any guests for introduction?
Mr. President.
Senator Curtula. It
gives me a great deal of pleasure today to introduce a gracious, charming hostess, a community leader. She, not so long ago, and more than once, but not so long ago, entertained Senator Fakes and I in Consovue. And it was a marvelous get-together, and we appreciate it. Sophie Ferguson.
The messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message of March 8, the House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 16 by Representatives Hurley, Adams, Grusendorf, Clarkson, Copeland, Larson, Sun, Taylor, Boucher, and Gruenberg, relating to the Longevity Bonus Program.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 118, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to small claims and the duties of magistrates and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary Finance.
Those were the messages from the House.
Are there any communications?
We have no communications today.
Reports to standing committees.
The Transportation Committee considers Senate Joint Resolution Number 11, urging the repeal of the Merchant Marine Act of 1920. And recommends that it be replaced with the Committee Substitute Transportation with the majority do pass with a new title. Signed, Senator Coghill, Chairman, concurring Senators Abood, Paul, Fisher, and Fakes. Senate Joint Resolution Number 11 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee considers sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 19, creating the Anchorage Coastal State Wildlife Refuge, and recommends it be replaced with the Committee Substitute Resources. Senator Sturgiolowski, Chairman, and Senators Hallford and Vic Fisher signed due pass. Senator Fahrenkamp signed amendment needed. Senator Coghill signed no recommendation. SS SB 19 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considers Senate Bill Number 56, amending the Longevity Bonus Program and the Permanent Fund Dividend Program, establishing an annuity program, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute Judiciary. Recommends the State Affairs Letter of Intent and due pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Fakes, and Hallford. SB 56 has a further referral to finance. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Report to special committees.
We have no special committee reports.
The new resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 19 by Senator Coghill, urging the United States Congress to amend the Deficit Reduction Act of 1984.
Finance.
That was the only new resolution.
New bills for introduction.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 86 by Senator DeVries, an act relating to runaway and missing minors and providing, an act relating to runaway and missing minors and to child abuse and child neglect.
Health, Education, Social Services, Judiciary, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 222 by Senator Josephson, an act relating to insurance coverage for psychological health care and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services.
Senate Bill Number 223 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act establishing the Susitna State Forest and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 224 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to educational employees' collective bargaining agreements and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 225 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to the compensation of state officers and employees not covered by collective bargaining and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Those are the new bills, Mr. President.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the Secretary please read the citation?
Citation honoring Chris Thorsness by Representatives Clarkson, Hanley, Pierce, Grunberg, Rieger, and Senators Vic Fisher, Kelly, Fakes, Sturgiewski, Hofford, and Rohde.
Senator Frankin.
May we have a brief at ease?
Stand, please. Back to order. Senator Helton.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citation has been adopted. Is there any unfinished business?
Yes, I would move and ask unanimous consent that there be on a referral to resources of SB 220, an act abolishing the Department of Environmental Conservation.
Any no objection? Announcement of the committee meeting. Senator Huffman.
Mr. President, I'd like to take up the reconsideration of committee substitute for Senate Bill 122.
Hearing no objections, so ordered. Will the Secretary please read the bill?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 122, State Affairs, an act placing Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys, Petroleum Engineers, and Petroleum Geologists in the exempt service and including the professional staff of the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission in the listing of members of the exempt service and providing for an effective date in third reading on reconsideration.
Senator Rick.
Mr. President, there seem to be some questions on this bill last week, and apparently the questions weren't asked on the floor, but one of them was why would we take out the Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys? When we were in the Blue Ribbon Committee for the last 2 or 3 years, we considered that at that time, and it was thought at that time that these people were more or less regular employees, permanent employees of the department, and ones that were career employees, so to speak, where the regular petroleum engineers and geologists in the DNR were not. But since that time, we found out that these people are also more or less nomadic in their job, and they come for a while and they go for a while. So that was the reason they took those out.
Senator Couture.
And I'm going to just presume from discussions in the hall that the professional staff then, or the secretarial level people and so on, that is deemed appropriate, that the professional wants to have their own immediate staff. They come and go, and they don't want to be saddled with previous staff members to do their private work. Is that essentially correct?
Senator Rick?
Yes, Mr. President. Most of these people have staff people who have been with them for some time, and they bring them in on the job, and if they were in the regular exempt people or non-exempt people, then they would carry them over, and then you would have the proposal of somebody coming in and not being able to bring their own staff and have people that they weren't satisfied, and at least in one or two occasions, the people have refused to come because they couldn't bring their own staff.
Stand at ease.
Question.
Is there any discussion? Question? Are you ready for the question?
Senator
Couture.
I know I'm beating it, but this is another one of those places where it just seems to me that if we are going to have these provisions that perhaps we ought to consider, I suppose not appropriate now, but we ought to consider making a period of time mandatory between employment of professionals dealing in the very area that they were working for while working for the state, if you see what I mean. Taking information in is fine. Putting it back out may not be so good. And it's an area that has concerned us all. I think the feds have a one-year prohibition of transferring back to a position that relates to the one that you're working with in the government. For instance, a lawyer working for the federal government couldn't take a case, et cetera. This might be one of the places we ought to consider legislation for to cover.
The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 122, State Affairs, pass the Senate on reconsideration? Senators may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 2 nays, 1 absent, and 3 excused.
Senator Halpin.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call and final passage of Senate Bill 122, State Affairs, instead of the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause is adopted. So, committee substitute for Senate Bill 122, State Affairs, has passed the Senate on reconsideration with an effective date clause. Is there any other unfinished business? Announcement of committee meetings.
A couple of announcements. The administration has made a request for a briefing session tomorrow, and there may be interest on the part of a good number of the senators. But there will be a meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, March 12th at 8 a.m. in the Bells Room. Representatives of the AG's office and Fish and Game will be on hand to give a briefing on the Madison case, which deals with subsistence, as well to give a preview of the legislation the governor will be introducing on this subject. Senate resources will be meeting today from 1:30 to 3:30 in the Butrovich room, and kind of an interesting overview, I think it will be, by the Department of Law regarding ongoing litigation and recent court decisions that have major impacts on the state in the area of natural resources. We'll be taking a look at where the case on the barrier islands, the submerged lands, navigability, the continuing appropriation issue that's in the court, a number of those things that affect very major amounts of resources, both land and money, that are currently in the court system. We'll also be considering SJR 1, which relates to the University of Alaska Foundation.
Senator Franken.
Senate Hess will be meeting today at 5 o'clock in the Belch Room for confirmation hearings on Commissioner Pugh. He's Department of Health and Social Services. And then tomorrow, Senate Hess will meet at 1:30 in the Belch Room for a briefing by Commissioner Endell from the Department of Corrections on the Cleary case. We'll also be hearing Senate Bill 45 relating to hospital inspections and investigations by the Department of Health and Social Services, and Senate Bill 63 relating to special appropriations for remodeling and construction of an addition to Wrangell General Hospital.
Senator Breese.
The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs will be meeting tomorrow afternoon, and we will continue our hearing on Senate Bill 142, Revision of Municipal Government Status. And if we have time, we'll take up Senate Bill 159, State Aid for School Construction, and Senate Bill 48, Appropriation for the Clean Air Studies and Abatement, and Senate Bill 69, Regulating the Sale of Alcohol Beverages. Thank you.
Senator Abood.
Thank you, Mr. President. On tomorrow, Tuesday the 12th, Senate State Affairs, we'll be hearing Senate at 8:30 in the morning. We'll be hearing Senate Bill 162, Certification of State Vouchers, also a performance review of the Alaska Code Revision Commission. Senate Bill 200 extends Code Revision Commission. Senate Bill 67, Service of Domestic Violence Injunctions. Senate Bill 172, extend the Council on Domestic Violence. House Bill 17, penalty for multiple joyriding offenses.
Senator Coghill.
Mr. President, the Senate Transportation Committee will be meeting in the Butrovich Room at 3:30, sharply. And we will be taking up the overview today of the school bus programs in the state of Alaska as to safety driving, the driver's certification, bus inspection, the contractual arrangements, all the way to the point of having the routing of the school buses and how those routes are determined on the roads that are not maintained by the state.
Senator Eliason.
Mr. President, the Labor and Commerce meet this afternoon at 3:30 in the Belts Room. We'll be taking up Senate Bill 78.
think it's in final form, at least I hope so. An act of making miscellaneous amendments to the state loan programs of interstate administered by the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, and Senate Bill 129, an act relating to labor relations between school boards and other public employees and their employees, employers and their employees.
Senator Fakes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning at 8:30, the Finance Committee meeting that was supposed to be on the Department of Education has been canceled at this time. On Wednesday, both at 8:30 in the morning for Finance and 1:30 in the afternoon is the Forward Funding Seminar that's been posted. Then there are five bills up in Senate Finance on Thursday morning at 8:30. Senate Bill 4, an act relating to correctional restitution centers. Senate Bill 30, an act establishing the Yakutaga State Forest. Senate Bill 56, an act amending the Longevity Bonus Program and the Permanent Fund Dividend Program and establishing an annuity program. Senate Bill 81, an act relating to the definition of veterans for the purpose of veterans' employment preference rights. And Senate Bill 186, an act authorizing the expenditure of $3.4 million from the Disaster Relief Fund for breakwater failure on St. Paul Island.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, there will be a Rules Committee meeting at 1 o'clock today for the purpose of calendaring bills. And also, Mr. President, there's a possibility I might have to return, I may have to go out of state on a family matter, so I would move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be excused, if need be, through on March 12th through 15th.
Okay, no objection. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, there will be a majority caucus immediately upon adjournment in the Butterich Room.
Senator Coghill.
Move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to speak on a subject that I introduced today.
We, just one moment, Senator. Are we through with committee announcements? I think we're still under committee announcements. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Senator Booth.
President, I heard one member be excused from the call, did I not?
Yes.
Is that still in order?
If you so desire.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate. Not subject to call on Friday. What month is this?
March.
Thank you. March the 15th. Thank you.
Senator Ferencamp.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call, March 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Okay, no objection. Senator Ferguson.
May we revert to the introduction of guests?
Okay, no objection.
Mr. President, I have a friend and constituent, the mayor of Cottesville, Willie Goodwin.
Any special orders? Senator Coghill.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the special privilege of the floor to discuss a subject that I introduced this morning.
Senator Booth, state your objection.
With all due respect to the Senator, and I have talked with him about it. I have a little heartburn, and I'd like to be straightened out on it, if you would, that if we use the special orders to discuss a bill that is not in front of us or that has just been introduced, that could get into debate, because if one of us decide we don't like what we hear under the special orders pertaining to that particular bill, would we then have the same right to stand up and get the privilege of the floor and then argue against that? And I just don't know what the system is, and I find it to be a little bit more difficult for me to understand that, because this would be stretching the special orders to a great extent farther than we would if we were in under debate, because it will come back again, Mr. President, under debate. And I would ask the President or the body to give some type of a ruling, and if that be the case, it could be opened up to all types of special orders, and then get into a debate on special orders, and then I think we'd all be in trouble. Just my question.
Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I think in the past there's always been pretty wide latitude on what special orders constituted, and I think that's probably the best policy that we could take. I realize that does occasionally get us into a position where someone advocates a new piece of legislation and someone makes a comment about it, but it hasn't ever taken us an awful lot of time in the short time I've been in this body that it's really something we need to address to that degree.
Senator Ray?
Well, Mr. President, I can understand the concern of the member from someplace in Anchorage, but I think that the rules of debate are in-depth, usually are in-depth and more than are expressed in just a passing comment under the
under special orders. And so I would say there would be nothing wrong with the special orders to get up and comment against the bill if you wanted to, as long as within the bounds of the presiding officer, if he felt that you were getting into too serious debate or too technical a debate, you can call a halt to him and tell him to debate it under the regular order of business when it comes up.
Senator Booth?
Just one closing comment. There are rules in the Mason's manual that define what you can do and what you can't do, and under debate. Under special orders is not a debate. It's an under special orders.
Do you wish to remove your objection at this time?
I remove my objection.
Thank you, Senator.
If I might, Mr. President, there's also what they call a rule of 11 that supersedes Mason's manual.
Senator Coghill, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I imagine that this probably brought up my introducing of a rather uncontroversial bill the other day, but I wanted to just speak briefly, Mr. President, on my Senate Joint Resolution number 19, and I want to ask that it also be held on the Senate Secretary's desk for those of you that wish to sponsor or to co-sponsor this piece of legislation. And it has to do with urging the United States Congress to amend the Deficit Reduction Act of 1984. And in light of the comments that were made on the floor, that the Tax Reform Act of 84 had two basic structures in it, and one of them was Division A, which was a tax reform, and Division B, which was a spending reduction act. But what they did, in all of their infinite wisdom, they did the same thing in Congress as we do, and they gave the IRS the total latitude power to get into defining some of the basic structures that we have as far as depreciation and as far as getting into the overall determining of the regulations, and the reaction has been overwhelming as far as the Congress is concerned, and some 240 congressmen have already signed up to repeal this act, and some 40 senators. And it requires the contemporaneous recording and record keeping of everybody that's in business that has a vehicle, and that could go even to members of the Senate. And the other thing that it deals with the depreciation. And we in Alaska have a tremendous time depreciating a vehicle. Most of our vehicles are out in 3 to 5 years, and if they extend that depreciation level to a 10-year level, why, we're in a position where that we're depreciating something that we've already used up. And so I would like to urge the members of the Senate to if they so desire, to join me in this effort, and that maybe we can speed it through the Finance Committee so that it would be in a position where that it would reach the congressional delegation in time to support their position on the bill.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, the privilege of the floor to comment on some of the discussion of last Friday.
Hearing no objection.
Mr. President, several of us commented about some of the media's handling of some of the news stories, and after it was over, I was approached by some of the media and said, I didn't write the story. It wasn't me, somebody else. And so I guess I took the wrong habit that the media seems to have when they say when one of us does something wrong and they label us all the legislature, and I just said the press or the media. So I would like to identify who I was talking about was in the Alaska Daily News. That was a news story on the Alaska Daily News. It was not the Associated Press or the United Press or this lady's organization either.
Thank you for your answer.
Senator Halper.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.